If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz.
Wealth creation. Time for us to talk money, and for as long as we're on Starlink, we might as well stay in the digital technology space. Really excited for today's conversation about crypto, the extent to which South Africans have adopted crypto may surprise you. We are one of the largest on the continent users, Kenya, South Africa, and Nigeria. But for various reasons, including a very well-established financial system, I would say that our other African counterparts are a little bit further ahead. So I'm happy to hear that while crypto payments are still only a small part of the system at the moment, there's massive growth on the way. Talking to us about this is Taris Arnold, Business Development Manager at Luno, South Africa's largest crypto investment app. Taris, thank you so much for joining us on Wealth Creation right here on Kaya Biz. How are you this evening?
I'm great, thanks, Inyofiwe, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right, so generally we like to think of crypto as an investment. People like to look at the different share prices, get a sense of where the world is, although it's quite difficult to find the fundamentals. But I would say that crypto seems to be taking on a life of its own more from a functional perspective, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think when you're looking at the general public, the perception and understanding of cryptocurrency is very largely tied to Bitcoin. It's very largely tied to this idea of the cryptocurrencies being volatile and a money-making opportunity. Yes. But cryptocurrencies is really a broad term and a broad field with lots of different use cases. And at its core, it was really developed to help create a pathway to a peer-to-peer payments technology where people could exchange money in a safe, secure, transparent way that was low cost and fast.
Now, you managed to get that across to us from through Luno's report, Bridging Digital and Fiat, Crypto's Role in Modern Payments. And this is really important to grasp for us. Pick and Pay recorded over R1 million in monthly sales paid in crypto, up from R25,000 a year ago. That's quite a stat. And it's critical because everywhere I go, things are looking more and more cashless. We had the Reserve Bank online with us a couple of weeks ago talking about how the volume of the value of money that is actually transacted is much higher in a cashless space, but the volume is still massive in a cash space. So is crypto something that we could see as more accessible, particularly, let's say, if I'm not as fine, I don't have the same kind of traditional financial access?
Absolutely. That was a long question. No, but it's such a great question, because cryptocurrency fundamentally also was designed to improve the financial system that we have, to go away from the traditional financial system with a lot of the flaws and issues and barriers that it has. It is a lot more accessible to a lot of South Africans that may not be able to or may not want to be part of the kind of traditional financial system, are looking for ways to unlock the digital space that doesn't require them paying really high fees, having to wait days and days. I think in the crypto space, the idea that you wouldn't get a payment during the weekend is crazy. And that's the world we're building towards. So we do think that in South Africa in particular, as we're seeing this greater kind of cashless adoption, cryptocurrency is going to play a fundamental part in that next stage as people start moving away, even from cards now. Lots of people are just using their phones to make payments. And we're moving into that space where I think there's going to be a lot more familiarity and comfort in using digital forms of currency that do allow people to move money in a very safe and secure way.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about your Luno Pay? It's been around a year now. Congratulations. And what have you learned over the period of having Luno Pay? And maybe give us a bit of a picture for the technically unsound of what
it's like. Absolutely. And thank you for giving it a shout out. I think it's been a really exciting time watching it go from something that was a very, very small team working on it and bring it out into the world. We've had some great partners along the way, like Pick and Pay and Money Badger, who did open the doors to that. Quite simply, Luno Pay in its current form, and we'll definitely be adding a lot more to it, but quite simply, it allows you to scan a QR code and use any cryptocurrency that you have in your Luno account to make a payment. At the moment, we're working with a lot of payment processors to increase the merchant network so that there is more utility, and we have some cool stuff coming in the pipeline. But really what it is just a simple way to use cryptocurrency to make payments. A lot of our customers have been coming to us for years saying they really, 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 really easy way to get more value out of the cryptocurrency. They don't want to be holding rands. They don't want to be holding fiat currency. They have these huge stores of crypto, but every time they want to use them, it becomes a whole process of selling it, sending the cash to their bank account, and all of those things. They just want a quick way to buy the services and the goods that they want. And that's what we kind of started LunaPairs, is to provide that easy, accessible, light touch way to spend your cryptocurrency, and really help reinforce the reality that cryptocurrencies aren't just investments, aren't just kind of ways to track the market. There is a lot of utility behind that, and we want to play our part in making that easy for everyone.
And I can only imagine, I mean, that also reduces it makes it more frictionless, right? So as you say, there's the withdrawal and then the fee for the withdrawal and then the loss, let's say, in rate. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a person could try to game that, but if I'm just using it for transactions, I don't want to go through all of that. So if I can tap, that makes life a great deal easier. So if I'm getting you right, Taris, crypto is a form of fungibility for any currency of crypto. Is that what you're saying? Almost.
Yes.
Like
so
a reserve currency, almost. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So in South Africa, the Reserve Bank doesn't consider cryptocurrency an actual currency. Which is a really important distinction, and that does come with certain tax and legal ramifications. But essentially, all of these cryptocurrencies fundamentally are currencies in design and intention.
Yes.
So providing Luno Pay and all of these methods allows people to unlock that utility of the cryptocurrency. Some are better equipped for the payments use case than others. Like you mentioned, there's things with the volatility and the exchange rate. You got to be careful on that. Others are a lot more stable. Some are linked directly to the US dollar. Those are called stable coins, and those are quite popular in the payment space in South Africa and around the continent and around the globe. So we're still seeing the building blocks come out here on the mainstream side.
Right.
For about 15 years, it's been very common in the crypto space. But now we're really starting to see the higher mainstream adoption that's come with cryptocurrency exchanges and other partners becoming licensed by the FSCA.
Okay. And then, again, just for the technically uninitiated, which might be me, actually, at this particular moment, if I had to compare this to a credit card, for example, is LunoPay a version of MasterCard, or is LunoPay rather an alternative to Apple Pay?
That's a great question. So LunoPay is really just one part of the network.
Okay.
We do have to work with other partners. We don't process the payments ourselves, and there are lots of regulations and licensing that we have to be conscious of. But through our network, we do essentially open up an alternative to the traditional card rails. And the experience for the customer, kind of where we want the customer to be focused on, is that it's as easy as using as something like an Apple Pay or a Google Pay or even just your card. It should be quick and fast and uncomplicated, and that's what we've built. You'll scan the QR code, and within seconds, your funds will be reserved and delivered to the merchant, and you can get your goods. It takes maybe 2-3 clicks.
Okay, let's say someone is priced in Bitcoin and I value mine in, help me with another brand, stable coin, I don't know. So let's say the transaction I want to do is in Bitcoin, but is priced in Bitcoin, but I have stable coin. How do I ensure that conversion is appropriately priced or the cost of that currency?
Absolutely. So that's where we come in, and we get to leverage the other bigger part of Luno, which is ability to facilitate the trade of cryptocurrencies and fiat currencies.
Right.
So we do the conversion for our customers. So we will present a price so that you don't have to just say, whatever Luno gives me, I'm going with. You can see it and you can reject it and say, that's a bit too high. That's more than I would like to spend. But we use our really advanced pricing engine to always find the best price for customers and the merchant. So we are basing it on the market price. And thanks to the scale of Luno, when it comes to a ZAR price, we're the most likely to be able to deliver a really accurate price. There are sometimes a little bit of differences between local currency prices in South Africa and other places, and that comes with a bit more complicated answer. But simply in South Africa, we'll make sure that our customers are getting the best price for their conversions.
And then are there any other industries? You mentioned Pick and Pay, Money Badger. Are there any other industries showing interest? And how big could, arguably, as you were saying, crypto was on its completely different direction, or in a particular direction. How big could purchases, ticket prices get?
So from a Luna Pay side, they can go up to about 100,000 Rand.
Okay.
But I think speaking to the wider crypto space, payment space, even just in South Africa, we're seeing lots of interest from large corporates, listed corporates that are interested in using cryptocurrency as a way to make payments, as a way to achieve some more capital efficient capital operation efficiency by using cryptocurrency to move funds around, remove themselves again from the bureaucracy and some of the delays and costs and all of the red tape that can come with making some simple payments. So we're seeing a lot of interest, not just from retail investors or retail customers that are just using it to make small purchases here and there at Pick and Pay and other merchants, but also from large businesses looking to facilitate payments.
One last question, and it's a bit, I don't mean to be tough on you or anything, but just in a grey listed world, particularly cross-border payments seem to become more, have become more onerous, more paperwork. Does crypto add to the murkiness of grey listing, or does it clear a path if the Reserve Bank is not necessarily recognizing it as a currency as yet?
Absolutely, it's such a great question. I think when it's used in the right way, and when it's being used in a way that is designed by a framework that us as crypto players and experts in the market, being able to work with regulators in the market as well to help develop those frameworks, it can actually make things so much clearer. One of the beauties about cryptocurrency and the blockchain is it does create a ledger that allows us to see where the money has come from. We're from the day that it was created 10 years ago, we can see every single wallet it has ever been in, and the technology exists now for us to have a lot more information about that money. So for Luno, for example, we can use these technologies to make sure that bad actors are never don't use our platform to launder funds and all of those things. So using it in the right way with the Reserve Bank and FinServ and other regulatory partners, we can actually unlock this and make it a really, really powerful tool to bringing that transparency and clarity we would need to get off grey listing.
Really lots to take in. Thank you so much. Taris Arnold is Business Development Manager at Luno, South Africa's largest crypto investment app.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.